Good morning, everybody, and welcome into April the 1st. This is Al Clark, and we are bringing you today's news, weather, and an interview with Brad Shapiro, as is our case on every Monday. Mostly cloudy Monday, high near 78, southwest wind 10 to 15 Monday night, 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy, low around 66, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 o'clock Tuesday with a high near 76. South-southwest wind around 15 miles an hour, gusts as high as 25, with a chance of precipitation on Tuesday, 90%. That's your local weather forecast from National Weather Service, Huntsville, Alabama. Well, as I said, welcome into the first day of April 2024, and we've got Dr. Brad Shapiro on standby here, the ultimate health expert, and we will talk to him right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, my friend? I'll go ahead and do the sponsors. So I'll go ahead and do the sponsors. First sponsor we have is Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. It's actually the church that myself, my wife Melissa, our son Jackson, we all attend, headed up by Pastor Josh Conrad and his wife Lindsay. Josh, you know, Pastor Josh has really been doing some awesome sermons, not only yesterday, but just in general. So definitely recommend that you check out Abundant Life. You can reach them at 931-967-1187. Second sponsor is Unstoppable Church, headed up by Pastor Brad Brinkley and staff. Another great group of people. They do kind of a rock and roll worship service, and then they're associated with a large group called Life Church out of Oklahoma. You can reach them at 931-649-2909. Again, that's area code 931-649-2909. And they are doing Sunday morning services. And then I'll mention our standard disclaimer. Please understand that we're not trying to treat you over the airwaves. So if you do have a health care concern or if we talk about anything that sparks your interest, please seek out the health care provider of your choice, whether it's chiropractor like myself, physical therapist, medical doctor, massage therapist, dentist, whatever the case may be, please seek out the health care provider of your choice.
So you're not sending out any bills.
Not sending out any bills, exactly. No, no. We don't take what we say too seriously.
Well, Brad, I got a question for you. As
yes,
you know,
sir.
I recently experienced a loss in the family and going through the different stages of grief. And I know you're the expert on body, mind, and spirit, and how something like a tragedy in the family, a loss of a loved one or whatever, can affect those three important parts of everybody's life.
Sure. Yeah, it's grief is a tricky one. You know, Pastor Jerry Yoakum, he used to do counseling at our clinic, and he was really interesting in the sense that he had a master's in psychology, as well as a master's in Christian counseling. And so he was somebody that I would pick his brain constantly about everything you could imagine, including emotional challenges and stress that people go through. And he would always say that grief was the one thing that you really can't sidestep. Grief is the thing that you just have to go through, and it's going to be different for everybody. So, for instance, if they're anxious or if they're worried about public speaking, they can pretend the audience is in their underwear. There's some tricks like that to kind of get around anxiety or
I've done that.
You've done that? Yes, exactly. But with grief, you just have to go through it, and I think it's different for everybody. I'm sure you're having to go through a process that's just right for you.
It is very personal.
And,
you know, it took like 3 or 4 days to just really get out of the deep pit that I was in, you know. Finally, what did it to me was that my loved one I knew was gone and was not coming back.
Yeah.
Once I realized that and said, you got to move on, you've got to be a survivor, you know, things started to get better. My son's got a saying, he says, if you just get 0.01% better every day,
you know,
you're making progress.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what do you mind, just the listeners know, I mean, you lost your wife.
Yeah, she died of a stroke.
Stroke,
that was very tragic.
Yeah, know, the, completely unexpected.
The kids were all there, and you know, she'd been sick for a while, but battling blood pressure and a lot of other things, and we just kind of got used to it.
Yeah,
you know, her going to the hospital, but always coming home. And this time she didn't come home.
So. Yeah,
it's been a battle, but slowly getting better.
Yeah, and how long were you guys married?
45 years.
45 years. Yeah, yeah, so. That's as long as I've been alive. Yeah, I'm going to be 46 this year. So. Yeah, but I mean, I think it's just different for everybody. I've never lost a spouse, and I've had many people tell me it's just completely different than anything else. So I definitely don't have any experience, you know, personally with what you're talking about.
One thing you find out is all the people out there who have shared this kind of experience that you didn't realize.
Yeah.
Because they, in talking with you about your particular situation, they'll also share, well, you know, I lost so-and-so a long time ago, and you start talking about things that are similar, and they'll all say, well, you know, it'll take this long to get over it, but you'll get over it.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, the closest thing that I've personally experienced is my mom died a little over 2 years ago on New Year's Day. It was completely unexpected. You know, people that had seen her the day before were shocked.
Oh, yeah.
It ripped my heart out. And I didn't know I could hurt like that. I mean, if somebody had told me, how would you feel if your mom suddenly passed away, I would have used words like devastated and it'd be terrible. And,
yeah.
But I had no clue what it was like. And, I mean, now when I hear somebody's lost their, you know, a parent, I'm just like, can I get you a glass of water? Can I, you know, breathe for you? I mean, can I do anything to help? Because I had no clue. My dad, one of his sayings growing up is he would always say there's no substitute for experience. And I think that's part of the process, too, is until you go through something like that, you know, it's hard to relate to or understand.
So what are the effects on these three areas, you know, on your physical self? And like you said, it's different for everybody, but basically... Yeah. On your physical self, what do you have to watch out for? Your mental state, you know, and, you know, the questions about the spirit, you know, why did God let this happen? You know, do you lose faith in those situations? Let's talk about those three, physical, mental, and spiritual effects on your body.
Yeah, I mean, so physically, you know, you've got a stress hormone called cortisol, that's produced by something called your adrenal glands. So your adrenal glands sit on top of your kidneys. They're really affected by many different things like sugar, alcohol, nicotine, caffeine, but especially emotional stress. So when you're under stress, you're going to crank out more cortisol, which that can affect things like digestion. That can affect things. There's a part of your brain called the hippocampus, which a lot of kind of primary function starts there and then trickles into other parts of the brain. But this cortisol can, you know, really just affect many different aspects of your health.
Is that the trigger everybody talks about from, you know, hundreds of years past when people are in danger? They start pumping out adrenal fluids to combat that.
Yeah, I mean, there's crossover. You're talking about the sympathetic nervous system.
Okay.
So you've got the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. So sympathetic nervous system, that's the fight or flight. What you're talking about.
That's right.
You know, if you're confronted with a bear in the woods, you're either going to fight, you're going to flight, and you know, chances are you're going to flight.
Flight,
yes. The parasympathetic nervous system is what controls digestion.
Okay.
The way we'd remember that in schools, we'd call it rest and digest. If you got a scenario where somebody's sitting in front of their news station, you know, or sitting in front of the TV watching their favorite news station, and they're frustrated about what they're seeing, what's going on in the world, what's happening in politics, whatever, you know, and they've got all this stress and they're amped up in that sympathetic nervous system. But at the same time, they're trying to eat dinner. You know, those, you got opposing forces that are going to clash between each other.
Because everybody tells you, don't stop eating. You got to nourish yourself.
Yes. So, you know, for a lot of people, when they go through something like the stress you're talking about, they're going to be too amped up with the sympathetic nervous system, that fight or flight, and they're not going to nurture the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest. So ways to nurture that. I mean, one of the best ways to manage stress physically is exercise. You know, they've known since the 1930s
Good point.
How much exercise helps with things like depression, anxiety, stress.
Yeah, exactly.
So I really encourage people to exercise.
Go out, take a walk.
Yeah, just go out and take a walk. Yeah, you don't have to train for the Olympics or anything, but, you know, I've gone through periods where I told my wife, Melissa, I was like, I just feel like emotionally depleted. For me personally, I've always been a different person when I'm exercising versus when I'm not.
Yeah.
So when I go exercise, one of my favorite things to do is go running. And that there's lots of crossover between that and the spiritual for me, you know, because we're trying beings. We're mind, body, and spirit. So when I go running, I'm doing something physical with my body. But that's also the time where I'm telling God all the things I'm excited about. I'm telling him all the things I'm mad about and honestly pissed off about. I mean, I'm a big believer that he already knows anyway, so just let it rip and be honest with him.
There you go.
And so that's the things where, you know, the time where I'll pray for different people, you know, as I feel led by the Holy Spirit. That's the time when, you know, I'll say, gosh, I don't know why this is happening, God. I don't know why I lost my mom or this or that happened. But God, it says in your word that your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
One thing I keep hearing is that God has a plan.
Yes.
God has a plan. You don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But there's a plan.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And when we're in the middle, scratching our heads, thinking, why in the world is this happening?
Yeah.
It's very frustrating, but we just don't have that perspective. And so to really lean in and to trust him, it can be difficult, but I think a lot of it's just maintaining those open lines of communication, which comes through prayer. And I think you can work through just about anything as long as you maintain communication in just about any situation in life. And so when I'm going through something like that, I spent some, for me personally, at least with my mom grieving, I spent some time talking it, you know, through with other people. But for me, most of the time, it was just me and God.
I see.
But that was just my way of processing. For other people, you know, we've got a Christian counselor on staff, Linda Gross. She does marriage counseling. She does grief counseling.
At Ultimate Health.
At Ultimate Health here in Winchester. So you've got resources like that. But, you know, I spent time in the Word, just reading Scripture. You know, it's amazing how much that just will minister to you. If I wasn't in the mood, I would just give myself permission to read just one sentence of Scripture, one sentence, and just let it kind of marinate in my spirit.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of crosses over into some of the spiritual stuff, too.
As far as the mental, I've always found that you got to keep busy. You got to stay busy. Otherwise, if you dwell on a loss or a problem or whatever, it can overtake you.
Yes.
It can overcome you.
Yes.
But if you're staying busy and keeping yourself occupied with, you know, stuff to do around the house, whatever you have to do to stay busy, get that time to pass a little easier.
Yeah.
Is that a part of the overall
recovery
from something?
Yeah. I mean, my dad used to always say, it's okay to go there, you just don't want to live there. You know,
that's great.
Yeah. You got to go there. You got some people that live in denial, and they will just never go there. But when you have a situation where people obsess about things that are negative and stay there, I think there's just a balance. One of the things that Pastor Josh preached on not too long ago is, you know, Abraham was considered the father of faith. And one of the things that Abraham did is there was a moment where the Lord came to Abraham, and he told him that his wife Sarah was going to birth a child, you know, have a child. She was in her, like, 100 or over 100 at this point.
Right.
And basically, if you read the Scriptures, Abraham acknowledged that, listen, her womb was old. He acknowledged the situation for what it was, essentially. But he also stood in faith that the Lord could do anything, including, you know, allow her to become pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a balance between being real with ourselves and with other people and what we're going through,
mm-hmm.
but also standing in faith that the Lord can heal us, and that we don't necessarily need to think about it all the time or talk about it all the time. I think there's a huge, huge balance with that stuff. One of the things balance is a big word in our family, and a lot about what I talk about with patients.
Okay.
When our son Jackson was five, I would start about five or six. I would have him stand on one leg, and I would say, "Hey, buddy, what happens if you lean too far forward? Oh, I fall over. Too far backwards, fall over. To the right, to the left, I fall over." But I wanted him to get a sense that there's balance is such a key part of just every area of our lives. And, you know, like my dad used to say, I think it's healthy to go there. You just don't want to live there. Pastor Jerry Yoakum, which he was very much like a spiritual father to me when I first got saved.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to talk about how, you know, there was value in understanding how the enemy operates, how Satan yeah. operates, and how to combat those things in spiritual warfare. But he would always recommend that if we study that stuff, only study it for maybe 20 minutes and then get away from it, because you can also get obsessed with things that are negative.
So can people in this situation, going through the various stages of grief,
yeah.
denial and you know, why me and all that, can they get in touch with you, or would you direct them to a counselor of some kind that would focus on that?
I do several different techniques. One technique that I do is basically guided visualization, and I've really found it to be very, very effective. You know, basically what you do is you guide people through visualization, through their lives, through relationships, through things like grief.
Yeah.
We have a handheld laser. I'm a big laser guy. I've used lasers for about 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
What they do in a real basic sense is they increase the energy of the cells, the body, and decrease inflammation. So it's kind of like photosynthesis. Sunlight hits a plant, increases the energy of the cells, the plant, and it grows. These things increase the production of something called ATP, which is cellular energy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all kinds of different settings, and one of the settings with this laser is a stress setting. So I'll take people through this guided visualization at the same time using this laser on something called GV20, which is the biggest acupuncture point in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll use eye movements. The neurology from the eyes, the brain is very well studied. But there's a process that we can take people through to really help with a lot of this stuff. And then, of course, I mentioned we have a Christian counselor. So that's a great option for people that really need to talk through things. The stuff I do, it sounds strange, but people won't have to disclose really hardly anything they're experiencing or seeing. I'm just there as a guide,
yeah.
but I won't know probably 95% of what they're visualizing. And so it's kind of interesting, because for some people they're very private. For some people, they don't really want to talk mm-hmm. things to death, so to speak. Yeah. They just want to get it done. These techniques can be really effective in that regard.
Yeah.
For other people, they really need to talk through things.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, it's not a better or worse, but for some people, they need both.
So balance is the key to all these three things, physical, mental, and spiritual.
I think so.
Keeping everything in balance.
Yeah, and I think the spiritual is the key. I mean, the Bible says if we focus on the kingdom of heaven, everything else is added to us, mm-hmm. including our health, including our healing, including, you know, freedom from this stuff. But grief, going, you know, full circle, grief, I really think, is the one thing you have to go through. It's going to be different for everybody. You can't shortcut the shortcut. There's going to be a series of stages that people are going to have to go through. And if they try to sidestep that, it's going to backfire in some way, shape, or form, if not immediately, at some point down the road. That's been my experience, at least.
Yeah. So it helps to know it's coming.
Yes.
And maybe recognize it when you're in denial, and when you're blaming yourself, and then you're blaming everybody else.
Yeah.
So all that builds up, and it's completely normal. I mean, it seems weird to say that, but I think you expressed it perfectly when you said, you know, they're going to go through it, and they need to go through it and not deny it.
Yeah, I think you've got to. Yeah, I mean, And it's tempting, and you know, part of it too is having a good support group.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Family, yeah. friends,
yes,
neighbors.
That's huge. Go ahead. That's huge. I spoke at one of our men's meetings for our church.
Yeah.
This was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and one of the biggest things the Holy Spirit was really putting on my heart is, I feel like especially as men, we're still kind of intrigued with the Lone Ranger idea, John Wayne standalone, and we weren't created to do this kind of stuff by ourselves.
Yeah.
So to have you know, your brothers and sisters in Christ and close friends and just people around you to help support you is just huge. And that's part of when people get in real trouble, just in all things, including going through grief, is when they try to do it on their own. We weren't designed to do it on our own. One of the things that I meditate on a lot when I'm praying is just God didn't create us because he wanted our stuff or our money. He created us because he wanted a family. We're supposed to be a part of a family, mm-hmm. you know, and when we try to do it by ourselves and distance ourselves from that, it's going to backfire. And the enemy loves to isolate us, which that's going to make things even more more challenging.
Right. Well, that's great. It's been great talking with you and yeah. sort of cathartic in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
on the job training.
Yes, yeah.
How can people get in touch with you? Why don't you give everybody your, again, your sponsors?
Yeah.
And we'll roll this thing closed and see you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Yes, thank you. Once again, my name is Dr. Brad Shapiro with Ultimate Health, available 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can reach us at 931-967-6308. I want to encourage you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/ultimate chiropractic. Check out our website. You can go to www.ultimatehealthtn.com. Also, I want to encourage you to check out our online store. You can go to shop.ultimatehealthtn.com. That's our online store with all of our new line of private label nutrition. You can have everything shipped directly to your door. All shipping is free, so just like Amazon. So it won't cost you anything additional to have to make those orders online. But hope you guys have a great rest of your day. If you are dealing with grief or any other emotions, we do have some excellent resources at Ultimate Health, so definitely give us a call again at 931-967-6308, and we would love to help in any way possible.
Thanks again, Dr. Shapiro. I appreciate your time. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, 66 degrees in Franklin County. Let's return to our regular.